You remember this song from Shaggy?
I do. Wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I love this song.
Totally works.
Violetta. She's dancing.
It's funny. I have a very funny story about that song. But
okay, go ahead. Tell us your story.
I'll have to do this quickly because it's not related in any way to what we're going to talk about here. Do you have the actual version with the lyrics? Because that actually will make more sense for people. When my daughter was like 12 years old, that song came out. Mm-hmm. And we were going to this Museum of Broadcasting event. And she was my date. And I said, you're going to meet the guy who plays Shaggy from Scooby-Doo at the event. And because she loves Scooby-Doo. And I mean, that's the guy that's, you know, Shaggy. It was played by Casey Kasem. And Casey Kasem was being honored that night. So we get to the event. And I said, hey, and I mean, Tori, meet Shaggy. And then he immediately goes into, zoinks.
Nice.
You know, he does that whole thing for the kids, right? And she looks at him and goes, you're not Shaggy. Thinking he was Shaggy the singer
artist.
From It Wasn't Me.
Yo, man.
Open up.
Yo, open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You let her catch you?
Let her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right.
You let your 12-year-old listen to this song?
What am I
doing? Listen to the lyrics. My gosh.
On B96.
I forgot about
what
that.
What was she supposed to do? Oh, you haven't lived until a 12-year-old sings this in the backseat.
It's hard to sing
your
that
sweet
part.
Angel face little
12-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, you'll see this. Yeah. Don't
She's not listening. This,
yeah, don't
this
let her
stuff.
Listen to Kiss. All right. Anyway. That's not why we called.
No.
Listen, Donald Trump is in the news today because this has been released. The Washington Post was able to get a hold of these tapes from 1991, in which an individual, apparently a man, purporting to be a guy by the name of John Miller, representing Donald Trump as a publicist, called People Magazine to talk about the split Donald Trump was having with his then wife Ivana when he was going to go with Marla Maples, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ski Bunny. And something. What else was she? Was she a beauty queen or something? I forgot what Marla
Maples. Maples.
She was.
Yeah, but she was a beauty queen. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. She was.
And this person purporting to be the publicist gets on the phone and starts, you know, just kind of working the story. And there's a lot of run up to it. There's a whole. The Washington Post has the entire transcript, and it's and when you hear it, it's pretty pathetic because when you realize that this John Miller, it really is Donald Trump. Making the call, pretending to be somebody else, pretending to be a publicist for Trump.
And speaking about himself in glowing terms, that's the part that's sort of like, what?
Right.
Who does that?
So Trump wanted People Magazine to know, using the publicist, that he's a very, 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 very sought-after man.
She's a pretty savvy woman, and she's not going to say, and he's living with Marla, and he's got three other girlfriends, and then... And she's not going to say, I really want to get back, you know. She wants to get back. She's told it to a lot of her friends, and she's told it to him. But it's so highly unlikely. That's off the record.
So him, isn't it?
He's going back to his wife. So unlikely, off the record. And it's like, no, I'm not Donald Trump. I'm Donald Trump holding my nose. That's all I'm doing while I'm talking to you.
And he's pretending to be John Miller there, right? Even though in the past he was also, he had a guy named Barron or something.
John Barron.
John
he was
Barron.
John Barron or John Miller, right? And what was Trump going to be in the marriage?
He left. I mean, it was his choice to leave, and he left. He left for Marla. He didn't leave. No, that's the biggest misconception in this whole thing, and this is the second question I asked about after the ring, was the biggest misconception is he left. He didn't leave for Marla. He really left for himself. He didn't leave for Marla. He never left for Marla. He was going to leave anyway. Marla was there, but he was going to leave anyway. Whether there was a Marla or not, he was going to leave anyway.
He's got something in his nose. That's how he's doing
he's
this.
He's got one of those. Remember in swim practice, you used to wear those
nose
clips. A little nose clip that was flesh colored.
Totally what he's doing right there. That's absolutely what he's doing. The Today Show, we're going to play that tape in just a second. The Today Show should have had him hold his nose and talk to them over the phone and do a voice-by-voice analysis right there.
I think that's how you could get to the bottom of it.
But Marla, she's the big winner.
So now he has somebody else, Big Claw, who is, beautiful, and I guess she has something on her. I don't know if you do or not. But
yeah, they won't talk about her. Can you say anything about her? I mean, she's the daughter of who?
She's a very successful model, et cetera, et cetera. But again, he didn't leave Marla for her. He just wants to leave. He does things for himself. I mean, he leaves for himself. He does things for himself. When he makes the decision, that will be a very lucky woman.
Very lucky woman. Be a very
to
lucky
have
woman.
Him.
Right. Now, this is him talking about himself, pretending to be somebody else talking about himself.
Now, he denies that, but it's obvious, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Keep denying, pal. You know how you prove up that you're that's not you? Show us John Miller. Show us John Barron.
An alert texter says Barron is also the name
of his
son.
Yes.
So,
hello.
Thank you for that.
And of course, he's going to name his son Barron because he thinks the whole thing is, everything is gilded. I mean, he believes he is one of the great European royal families misplaced in Manhattan. All right.
It's just getting you angry, which is usually what
happens. No, I'm not angry. I'm in total control.
Have they been able to see each other with Marla? Not really. And again, I heard Carla. I mean, I'll give you this is a little different from what I normally discuss. This is, I think, an interesting point. Carla is a very beautiful girl from Italy whose father is one of the wealthiest men in Europe. What's the name of this mother? Well, her father's name is, her name is Carla Bruni Tadesh.
How do you spell that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Tadesh. She hasn't used the last name because it's too complicated,
Carla Bruni.
Who went on to marry Sarkozy, Nicolas Sarkozy.
Right. Exactly.
And First Lady of France.
Mm-hmm. Which means that if, for some reason, Melania had spent an extra week in Slovenia with Boom 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 Guy, she would have married
Nicholas
Sarkozy. Or maybe Berlusconi. I mean, maybe, sorry, you got to look at it like this.
Kind of all, they have similarities, those three.
Actually, they're perfectly matched, those three.
Mm-hmm.
And when France elected Sarkozy and Italy elected or appointed or however they do it in Italy, because it's not as clear as you might think, when Berlusconi became prime minister, it was like, the whole world was like, what? An industrialized country like that? What? Now look at us. Look at us. Look at us. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She was having a big thing with Mick Jagger. Did you hear about this?
Well, I did some reading about it.
And what happened is she was going with Eric Clapton.
Mick Jagger, who was married at that point?
Eric Jagger, as of 3 months ago, she was having a big thing.
Oh, okay.
When she, just so the one scandal, I mean, when she, and she was having a very big thing with Mick Jagger, and then what happened, she was going with Eric Clapton, and Eric Clapton introduced her to Mick Jagger. And then Mick Jagger started calling her, and she ended up going with Mick Jagger. And then she dropped Mick Jagger for Donald, and that's where it is right now.
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
What a scumbag this guy is. I mean, the fact is he's now telling stories to People magazine about girls he was dating, right? Trying to make himself look better while pretending to be another guy.
It's so weird. And I haven't seen, has he come out to say, he did say, no, that's not me, right? He denied it. But this is
he acknowledged here's what we know. He acknowledged using the pseudonyms John Barron and John Miller before. Now, today, he said something completely different on Today. The Today Show, we'll play that for you, but first.
This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot, check out the best of the West. The West Burbs, that is. Tune in to Chicago's Best, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
All right, so Painted Black somehow works, too. I don't know why. All right, we played for you the Donald Trump tape of him pretending to be somebody else back in the 90s while spreading rumors to People magazine. But then, this is where it really gets good. He then gets on the Today Show, and he was asked the question about this by Matt Lauer and Savannah Guthrie. And whoa, 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 whoa.
Are you aware of the tape? Is it you?
No, I don't think it. I don't know anything about it. You're telling me about it for the first time, and it doesn't sound like my voice at all. I have many, many people that are trying to imitate my voice, and you can imagine that. And this sounds like one of the scams, one of the many scams. It doesn't sound like me.
Dude, what the hell was you doing that house today?
Wasn't me.
Eddie Murphy there. It wasn't me. Yeah, it wasn't me. All right, but then?
The Post says that you acknowledged a couple decades ago that, in fact, that was you, but it was a joke.
I don't think it was me. It doesn't sound like me. I don't know even what they're talking about. I have no idea.
The Post also says this is something you did rather routinely, that you would call reporters and plant stories and say either you were John Miller or John Barron, but in fact it was actually you on the phone. Is that something you did with any regularity?
No, and it was not me on the phone. It was not me on the phone.
I looked that in your face!
Wasn't me.
CNN has already put its forensic audio specialist on this, and with a high degree of scientific certainty, it is, in fact, Donald Trump's voice on the recording.
I don't think we need all
and we
of
didn't
that
need
scientific
that,
certainty.
But CNN
right?
has gone through the work, and they've done it. And
yeah, the that's high degree of certainty of him holding his nose.
And it doesn't sound like me on the phone, I will tell you that, and it was not me on the phone. And when was this, 25 years ago?
In the early 90s, but...
Wow,
yeah.
you mean you're going so low as to talk about something that took place 25 years ago about whether or not I made a phone call? I guess you're saying under a presumed name.
Yes, under a presumed name.
Okay, the answer is no, and let's get on to more current subjects. I mean, I know it's wonderful for your listeners, but I think we have more important things to discuss.
Let me ask...
Well, I'm going to be a fool, right?
Hey, wasn't me.
All right.
Well, the Washington Post has assigned 20 reporters to dig into every phase of Trump's life, and they're the ones who found this. And Bob Woodward of Watergate fame is leading up the pack, so we can only expect we're going to see more and more and more nuggets just like this.
He's very good with tape, by the way, as I seem to recall from the 1970s. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. Please, Anna, tell me when I can wake up from this.
Well, it gets you so agitated to talk about him, Ro. I just get worried. And now, you know, we're going to hear more and more and more of this stuff.
20 reporters. 20 highly focused reporters right. at the Washington Post.
Well, I hope that they look
But I don't think it'll matter. I mean, I think that, first of all, for the people, and again, it was a minority of the total voters in the Republican primary who swept him into the nomination, or about to sweep him into the nomination. And the theory on that is that that won't hold up in the general because the Democrats won't vote for him. And when you look state by state, Hillary actually gets more raw votes than Trump does in all those states. But I don't know if that's necessarily true. I think people are going to be disgusted this year. God knows what he's going to do to her. God knows what the FBI is going to do to her. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can happen here that I see how Donald Trump becomes a choice for people. But if people really want to defend him because we want a business guy and he's an outsider and he's a good guy and he'll figure it out, this is not the behavior of a human being that you necessarily want to trust with the this the most important job. And I know there are people who go, well, what about Barack Obama? What about what are you going to vote for Hillary then? All that. I just ask you this question: in when all hell breaks loose, do you really want Donald Trump, the guy who was holding his nose and calling People Magazine?
It's fun
to tell rumors about his girlfriend.
It's fun to play with this just because it's really silly. But at the end of the day, does it really reveal anything about him that you didn't
yes.
already know? What is it?
Well, yeah,
but
that he's even
so much fun.
It is
come on.
Fun as heck.
But sit back and enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm enjoying it. I'm just saying.
Even creepier than we thought he was. I think that's what I learned.
You got more creepy than you thought?
Yeah. I mean, he's more down market than I thought he was. He's more of a scuzz than I thought he was. I'm trying to come up with a word that makes some sort of sense.
You're allowed to use.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
D-bag. What is it? That's a better word
a
right there. A scrub.
That's from the 90s, too, yeah. from those songs.
I don't want no scrub.
Yeah. He's a scrub. He's more of a scrub than I thought he was. He's a B player here. And somehow, some way, he is the Republican nominee. And I'm sure that a lot of Republicans in the Republican Party and all those people in Washington are like, oh, my God. I can tell you firsthand. I mean, we hear from them all day on the air and off the record about we don't know what we're going to do. So there you have it. Okay. I feel better now.
Do you?
Yeah,
you got that out?
No, I don't. Judy's got the WGN News coming your way in 2 minutes.